This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Apple posted second quarter profits after the bell this afternoon, $37.4 billion in revenues the past 3 months. Not quite a license to print money, and a hair less than analysts had been guessing, but still a boatload of cash, am I right? Microsoft has $80 billion in the bank. The drug conglomerate Pfizer has close to $50 billion. So what are big companies like these doing, or more accurately, not doing with all that money? Dan Bobkoff has that story.
On this episode of Hoarders, Corporate America.
I think most CFOs would not admit they have hoarded too much cash.
Still, Duke Finance Professor John Graham says companies have about 50% more cash on their balance sheets than 10 to 15 years ago. Is it time for an intervention?
I think, you know, they did just live through a financial crisis. So part of that is they think being prudent, that you want to hold your cash so in case it becomes difficult to borrow down the road.
Non-financial companies had $1.6 trillion in cash at the end of last year, according to Moody's, where Richard Lane is a senior vice president.
A lot of the money is effectively just sitting there, and where it's sitting increasingly is offshore.
It's locked up overseas, mostly to avoid U.S. taxes.
I don't need Apple to save money. My local bank or credit union will handle it for me just fine.
David K. Johnston teaches at Syracuse University's College of Law. He says corporate hoarding is bad for the economy.
What you're not seeing them do with this cash is invest in new factories and research operations that would create jobs and fundamentally grow the business.
There are signs companies are loosening up a little. Apple just made its biggest ever acquisition, spending $3 billion to acquire headphone maker Beats. And activists are increasingly pressuring companies to give more of their profits back to investors. In a recent survey of CFOs, about half say they're going to spend more on their businesses soon, but the other half, they're not budging. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.